Marcone tilted his head to one side for a moment and then murmured, "Does anyone else hear strings?"
"Ah!"
I said and pumped my fist in the air.
"Ah! Ha 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 ha! Have you ever heard anything so magnificently pompous and overblown in your life?"
Deep, ringing French horns joined the string sections, echoing over the hilltop.
"What is that?" Sonya murmured.
"That," I crowed, "is Wagner, baby!"
Never let it be said that a chooser of the slain can't make an entrance. Miss Gard brought the reconditioned Huey up from the eastern side of the island, flying about a quarter of an inch over the treetops, blasting the Ride of the Valkyries from loudspeakers mounted on the chopper's underside. Wind, sleet, and all, still she flew flawlessly through the night, having used the twin jets of the fireball rounds, visible for miles over the pitch-black lake, to orient herself as to where to arrive. The Huey turned broadside as it rose over the hilltop, music blaring loud enough to shake snow from the treetops. The side door of the chopper was open, revealing Mr. Hendricks manning a rotating barreled minigun fixed to the deck of the helicopter. Completely illegally, of course. But then I suppose that's really one major advantage to working with criminals. They just don't care about that sort of thing. The barrels began to spin, and a tongue of flame licked out from the front of the gun. Snow and earth erupted into the air in a long trench in front of the cannon. I risked a peek and saw men clad in dark fatigues leaping for cover as a swath of devastation slewed back and forth across the open hilltop and pounded the mound of stones into a mound of gravel.
"There's our ride," I said. "Let's go."
Sonya led the way, firing off more or less random shots at anyone who wasn't already lying flat in an effort to avoid fire from the gun on the helicopter. Some of Nicodemus's troops were crazier than others. Several of them jumped up and tried to come after us. That minigun had been designed to shoot down airplanes. What the rounds left of human bodies was barely recognizable as such. There was no place for the chopper to land, but a line came down from the other side, lowered by a winch while the aircraft hovered above us. I looked up to see Lucio operating the winch, her face pale, but her eyes glittering with excitement. She was how Gard had been able to know where to look for the signal, and she'd been following me ever since I'd left to meet Rosanna for the trade. The line came down with a lift harness attached to it.
"Marcone!"
I shouted over the sound of the rotors and the minigun, which is to say I was more or less mouthing it exaggeratedly.
"You first! That was the deal!"
He shook his head and pointed his finger at Ivy. I snarled and pushed the girl into his arms, then started slapping the harness over him. He got it after a second, and in a couple more, we had him secured in the harness and holding the semi-conscious Ivy tight against him. I gave Lucio the thumbs up, and Marcone and Ivy went zipping gracefully up the line to the chopper, wrapped in the white cloak, the scarlet crosses on it standing out sharply in the winter light. Lucio helped haul them in, and a second later the empty harness came down again.
"Sonya,"
I said,